Flower Juno spotted Ding trying to steal it from you and stopped Ding. Be careful.
When Ding and Juno arrived, we sat around the campfire eating meals from metal plates Cute brought. The main dish consisted of a nice vegetable stew made with tiny chunks of meat, an engraving with a vine exploiting a variety of fruits and vegetables encircled the rim. I thought Juno looked charming, sipping from her miniature bowl. Cute's underbite did not seem to get in the way. The lamp would not leave my thoughts. For me to crawl toward the mountains out of that foray did not sound possible with this strange lamp, weightless, despite the metals forming it. Ding's ruddy face glared at me, sizing me up, examining every aspect of my physique. I found myself doing the same. Our interests became locked, as if the stare down signified the beginning of a battle of wills. This made me sick, but I dared not keep my sights off his. I had hoped Cute would tell us to stop this nonsense, but the plant's famish took precedence.
I am the leader, Ding stated with a disquieting tone.
Cute glanced from his munching. Ding and I stayed locked in our battle of stares. I felt very uncomfortable. A strain struck me. I wanted to discontinue this ridiculous affair so bad, but I could not. The dwarven thief seemed angrier by my act of resistance.
I am the leader.
He was sterner. Juno flew to my protection.
Leave him alone, Ding. If anyone is going to head this party, in my opinion, which supersedes everyone's, I choose the elf.
Eagle.
Eagle? Is that your name? What a cute name! You see, even his cute name makes him a leader. He is named after a majestic bird, and your name reminds me of an idiot.
I would not mind a general being our leader, Flower. I said, I am the leader.
In great anger, Ding grabbed his axe lying next to him and leapt at me. I rolled away from the onslaught, leaving Ding crashing to my side, pulling Wellburn out of my scabbard.
Ding!
Juno screamed.
Let them be, Flower. I have always wanted to see our stalwart companion get taught a lesson.
My right leg's pain made me limp. With both hands grasping Wellburn's hilt, I waited for Ding's next assault. We circled each other, searching for an opening. Ding struck first, swinging his axe downward with all his might. I dodged his offense, but my hesitance failed to block the axe from nicking above my left side's other wound. Warm blood oozed out of the fresh opening. Fierce Wellburn slashed out, looking for a place on my opponent's body to eat. Ding moved back and attacked with a more robust assault. I parried and re-engaged with a firm grip. This serious thief combating a persevering general. I retained a defensive position against his attacks. My wounds became more fatiguing with each round. Unfortunate luck would not be long before Ding overtook me. Slashing Wellburn resumed with renewed strength, each clean stroke closer and closer to a desperate target. This thief would not attain the benefit of defeating me after all.
Damn you, elf! How much can you take?
Enough to neutralize you. I delivered quicker strokes. Sparks glinted from each contact, forcing him to leave his chest open to a forward assault. What is that behind you? He tried to glance, but his mishap allowed Wellburn to lunge. Ding withdrew, acknowledging he held no defense against my deliberate offense. In an attempt to escape, he tripped over the boulder behind him. My plan worked. I took his blunder to my advantage, knocking his axe from his grip with Wellburn's fuller and pinning his arm down with my left leg. My left scabbard produced my ready dagger. A growl and bared teeth rushed at me. The wolf's jaws targeted my throat. I could not retain him. Cute ran to my aid.
Off him, Red Fang, before I tear you asunder.
Juno fluttered forward.
Come, Eagle. Let me help you bandage your wounds. You have won the battle. You are now the leader.